You can give it to him. I know one subject of mine is that I'm going to the dentist. I'm not going to let you hypnotize me and remove the pain, because I've got to have several teeth drilled and I'm really going to find out what it feels like. And I want to find out really what that pain is, a psychologist. But on the way home, when I'm halfway home, I want to lose that ache in my jaw. I said, well, you've had dental work done before, haven't you? Yes, and I've had local anesthetics, and they weren't pleasant either afterwards. I said, whereabouts do you want to have the anesthesia start? And the patient specified the particular part of Highway 112. And the anesthesia set in there. I've had patients with a toothache say, I want to go to a dentist. My appointment is not for another hour. I want to be relieved of that pain, but I don't want to walk in on, name the dentist, I know him very well, and try to tell him I've got a toothache when I haven't. So let me have a toothache when I sit down in the chair. And then when he starts checking up on me and is satisfied in his own mind, then let the toothache disappear. There's another psychologist. Well, the best auto-hypnotists I know are experimentally minded psychologists. They can be psychiatrists, which is a horrible label. The really neurotic person that indulges in it, they wear out their interest in an awful hurry, because they'd much rather do something neurotic than something that's educational or really interesting.
You mean that's educational? Is it sort of withdrawing from reality, perhaps?
There are better ways of withdrawing from reality. Better neurotic ways.